श्रीकृष्णशरणं मम 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 शरणं मम शरणं मम सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विस्मरं द इन्वोकेशन वर्स हियर पेज नंबर नॉट इन्वोकेशन द क्वेश्चन बाय जनक फॉर पेज नंबर सिक्स जनक उवाच कथं ज्ञानमवाप्नोति कथं मुक्तिर्भविष्यति वैराग्यं च कथं प्राप्तम् एतद् ब्रूहि मम प्रभो This is Ashtavakra Gita. आपको मालूम नहीं होगा एक और गीता है ऐसा, द क्वेश्चंस आर द सेम. ज्ञानम क्या है, तम ज्ञानम अवाप्नोति कथम मोक्षः भविष्यति, कथम वैराग्यम च अवाप्नोति. सो ज्ञान वैराग्य और भक्ति, दिस इज द थ्री थिंग्स मेन क्वेश्चंस. सो वी आर फाइलिंग चैप्टर 11 नाउ. Chapter 11 is the one. We have finished 10 chapters, that means. So various topics have been discussed in this 10 chapters. Now we all know that by definition, even though cannot be defined, nature of the self is Sat Chit Anand. Pure existence, awareness and bliss. So any form of God is only a alambana, support. Even though the nature is pure existence which has no particular form, pure intelligence which does not have a mind, and pure bliss without any need for an object. But we need to have a support without which we cannot take off. In Kaivalya Upanishad also, the topic was asked, you have been studying, I was told in study group. The question raised was very simple. Adihi Bhagavan Brahma Vidyam Varishtam Sadasaddhihi Sevyamanam Nigodam Yayachirat Sarva Papam Vyapohya Paratparam Purusham Yati Vidvan. What is that which all men of great knowledge continue to meditate on? Atma Vidya. Adihi Bhagavan. Teach me. Brahma Vidyam Varishtam. The most profound Brahma Vidya. Ya, by which Sadbihi Sevyamanam. That which is continuously worshipped. And what is that Atmanam? Sevyate Nigudam. It is most hidden. Sada. So that which is the most hidden. So Niguda. Guda means hidden. Good become God in English. Guh to hide. Guda hidden become God. But Gujaratis left their Guda only. इसमें इसलिए मैं गुड़ लाद डालते हैं सब याचिरा सर्वपाहम पापम व्यपोह्य बिकॉज ऑफ विच ऑल द वेरियस सिंस हैव बीन डिस्कार्डेड विपोह्य व्यपोह्य विशेषण अपोह्य सो महाराष्ट्रियंस रीड दैट व्यपोह दे स्टार्ट मेकिंग पोहा व्यपोह्य एनीवे आई एम हंग्री आई थिंक एनीवे Poha. Vyapoha. Paratparam Purusham Yati. The highest one. See, even though he said, please teach me, but teacher did not teach him. He said, Ata Ashvalayanaha, to that student, that very teacher that is Brahma, I tell, Tasmai Sahovacha Pitamahascha Shraddha Bhakti Dhyana Yogat Avaihi Adihi. Teach me. Avaihi, you realize. So I can teach, but will you realize? That depends upon you. It is not like any other knowledge where the teacher can give the knowledge and the student just gains the knowledge, that's all. But realization is where you become that knowledge. It is not an intellectual process. If it is intellectual process, then he would not say Shraddha Bhakti Dhyanam. So Adhyayan karo bas. But here it is not Adhyayanam. He says you need to have Shraddha Bhakti or Dhyan. These three requires him to go beyond the intellectual process. See, when you know about medicine, you don't become medicine, thank God. Do you? Master of medicine. What? MD means what? Must have drugs. I don't know. What is that? MD means what? Must have doctor. Doctor of medicine. Okay. Director of medicine. So you when you study medicine, you don't become medicine. When you study law, you don't become a law. Thank God. Otherwise, I am the law. But when you learn about Brahman, you become that. Brahmavid Brahma Eva Bhavati. So that process of knowing and being is Shraddha Bhakti Dhyana. To become what your knowledge is, that is what is called realization. That requires faith, devotion, and meditation. So in this process of realizing the truth, the Satswarupa Atma is to be understood first. That there is this one beyond what is known. And it has been the process of the Upanishads to show the unknown from the known only. There is no other way a person can ever reach the unknown. That's why the example is from the land you take off to no land. The flight, when it takes off, it is taking the support of the known or the land to become away from the land. And then what happens? Then actually it lands back. So the very detachment of from the known takes place only when the very support is taken only as a support. When we get clinging on to that support, we become fanatics. So any form of worship is only for the sake of the individual jiva to take off from the known to become the unknown. Even the Shastra is studied only for that purpose. Shastra cannot be, should not become one's preoccupation. Become a dangerous, then it becomes scholar only. I read a beautiful analogy on that. See, you have milk, right? A little drop of culture, yogurt culture, will turn the milk into yogurt. What you would do, milk is there. You put little bit drop of it and wait patiently for a day or so. It turns out to become yogurt. And that yogurt, when you churn, it becomes butter first. And the butter you take and put it in the water, it will float. Because it is completely devoid of water, dehydrated. And that butter you further heat up, it becomes ghee. Correct? Now, interesting thing is, a milk, a pot of milk or a cup of milk, if you don't put it inside the fridge, how long it will stay? One day, 2 days, beyond that it won't stay. And when you put a little bit of yogurt, how long it will stay? Yes? It changes its nature.